Spirit Radio Podcasts.
You're listening to the positive sound of Spirit Radio. It is Saturday Magazine with Jackie.
Well, I'm delighted to have Dave Meehan in the studio with me this morning. He is a young entrepreneur, and I think you're going to find him very inspiring. So, Dave, you've started your own food business. It's called Roots. And before we talk about it, tell us just a bit about your own background and what made you think about going in this direction.
I will indeed, Jackie. And first of all, I'd just like to thank you for having me on here today. It's great to have a platform to kind of tell people about our Rooty Tooty journey. But the long story short is myself and my business partner set up our food truck called Roots in the lovely Salthill Monk's End in July 2021. What brought me to that journey? It's great when you have these conversations, you can actually kind of look back and reflect on what brought you to where you are. And I would have usually worked in pubs all my life. I did a degree in psychology and I came to this lovely, lovely crossroads that might be quite scary for some people. And when I look back and reflect, they can be the most amazing times in your life where you get to write your values down on a page and you can go one way or the other. And back then, I had two choices. I was going to go and do a master's degree in psychology or I was going to go buy a food truck. It was just coming to the tail end of COVID. And
wow.
Food trucks were popping up everywhere. And we kind of saw a gap in the market, myself and my business partner, that there wasn't really a healthy option for people. So we bought a food truck. That was step number one. We didn't know where we were going to sell our food from and what we were going to sell. But that's what I've learned is when you have passion for something, and our passion back then was to get in the community and work with people. And everything just kind of snowballed from there. And at the moment, we're 2 years later and we've got two shops running.
That's
we've got
amazing.
10 to 12 amazing, beautiful staff who are running the show while I'm sitting here now. So we're forever grateful for where we are.
That's amazing. Now, you know, you mentioned something about, like, you know, putting down your goals on paper and your principles. You had some clear principles and motives for business. Can you tell us about those and what Roots is all about?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess, to be honest with you, Jackie, the real core essence of Roots is the community and the people who are in our Rooty Tooty community. Because this food truck was nothing before the Roots label got put on it, you know? And then it's the association that comes with the Roots logo, the healthy food, the community work that we've done. We've done some beautiful, amazing events with the likes of Yoga with Moore, who's a very prominent local yoga person in the area. And we've done some sunrise mornings with her. And it's just sometimes you come down and you can see a random person coming in to get a bowl on the weekend and you see them meet one of their friends and it wasn't planned and it's just like fireworks rocking off in the car park in Monk's End. So it's been amazing.
That's just so, so lovely. And you have two locations. You've got the Monkstown location, mm-hmm. You've got the Greystones. Tell us what customers can expect and what sort of feedback you're getting from your customers.
Okay, well, I guess be prepared, guys, if you're coming down to Roots, because it's a big song and dance and we like to make every customer who comes down to Roots, it's their moment. When they're ordering their smoothie bowl from step one to step four, it's their, everything is their choice. We let them build the bowl themselves and it's always a bit of a song and dance. And we like to make every customer that comes to Roots feel special. Quality product is always most important thing, but customer service is right up there, and we feel if you can nail those two things, you've got a good recipe for success.
Yeah, tell me about customer service. What drives your principles behind customer service?
Well, you know, it's just from my own experiences, Jackie. I've noticed from my bar work, I worked in a beautiful pub called Sandy Cove, or called Fitzgerald's in Sandy Cove for 5 years. And that's when I just learned that people make the world go around. You know, if you are just nice to people and you give them that time, it can really open their hearts, you know. And at Roots, it's just the simple how are you, how is your day, can really go a long way. You don't know what kind of day anybody's having. They might just need a little coffee, but if you really look them and you ask them how are you, like, I really
makes
mean
such
it, it,
a difference.
It can go a long way,
that human interaction.
Yeah.
Isn't it? That's what it's really all about, isn't
100%,
it?
And we all know it. We all go get coffees on a regular basis and we know when we've been made feel like we're cared about.
Yeah.
Or
if we're just another customer, or if we've really been cared for.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm curious to know about your ingredients and why you like to use the product that you're doing.
I can, of course, Jackie. Yeah, no problem. So we sell acai bowls. And if no one is familiar with what acai is, it is a Brazilian superfood. It is about, I'm making a size here at Jackie, it is about the size of a pea. And basically what happens with this Brazilian superfood is we import it from Brazil in frozen pulp form. And what we do is we'll take this beautiful, beautiful berry to our production facility. We'll blend it in-house ourselves. So all that's going into it is other frozen fruit and plant milk. So it's all plant-based. It is as nutritious as we can possibly make it. And then we ship them out to our shops from the production facility. So there was a space in the market at the time when we set up Roots. There wasn't really any other places in Dublin selling acai. We obviously did our market research and looked across the globe, and places like Australia and so on were doing them. They were doing really well. So we just said, right, we got to bring this to Dublin. It obviously comes with its own peaks and troughs with the wintry weather. We might incorporate some porridge into our menu, but it's become a real mainstay. Most people seem to really appreciate the love and care that we put into the product at our production facility. You know, we could look the other way and maybe buy in a pre-made sorbet or whatever, but we don't. We're doing this all in-house to ensure it can be as nutritious and delicious as possible.
Yeah, so you've mentioned production facility. That makes it much busier, doesn't it?
I mean, it sounds busier.
What goes on there?
It's a fun thing to say, yeah, because, God, I remember back in our first year of Roots, Jackie, look, you got to crawl before you can walk, and a lot of this stuff could have been done in places where they were not our own, and we were using other people's spaces and stuff like that. But we have our own production facility out in Clondalkin, where deliveries are coming in on the regular. This gorgeous, gorgeous product, acai and dragon fruit, are being produced once a week at quite high volumes, thankfully. And it's been a whirlwind.
And what kind of feedback do you get from customers? What do they were they familiar with the product? Did they not know what it was? Like, how did you attract people
There's a bit of an education piece for first timers, most definitely. Brazilian superfood, nutritious, delicious, antioxidants, all these buzzwords we throw at them. But sometimes you just got to say to someone, you just got to try it, just trust me. We have an item on the menu called the Chef Special. We say it's a wild journey of fun, friendship, and maybe more. And we always ask people if they've never had it to trust us and just come on the journey. And it's just with the granola, the beautiful thick smoothie base, all the fresh fruit and lovely wholesome ingredients, it really gives people a pep in their step. And you never see someone complaining really after eating one. They're always feeling a bit uplifted.
Yeah, they're feeling better.
Exactly.
You're living the better.
Exactly.
I love it. So you're a real inspiration, Dave, I have to say. I'm so glad that I've been able to have you on the show today, because when I met you, I was like, oh, that's somebody I want to talk to. And I can't imagine that you're going to slow down anytime soon either. What plans do you have to expand, or what other ideas are you exploring?
Well, you know what, I'll tell you, Jackie, and to be totally honest with you, what I've learned is going slow is probably the best way you can go about it. You know, Roots had three locations only about 3 or 4 months ago, right? And this might be a good one for people who are thinking about starting a business in their lives. But at that period, your ego can get involved and you can chase the cash and you're trying to grow and grow and grow. And we had three shops, and that we go back to that thing we talked about at the start, values. And I nearly got disaligned from my values, you know, because we were chasing the money. Whereas now we've peeled it back a bit. We've got two places. We've got Monkstown, we've got Greystones, and we're giving them all our heart and all of our energy and just all
doing
of the rawness, doing it the right way. And we really believe when you just go with your heart and go with your gut and you're passionate about it, that the rest will all just fall into place. So for the moment, we're enjoying the ride, Jackie, and we are smelling the roses, because what's the point in doing it all if you can't do that along the way?
That's so,
so
true.
That was one of the most amazing learnings that we've had already in just our 2 year stint in business.
A good lesson.
Yeah, amazing.
A great lesson, and thanks for sharing it, because I'm sure it's going to help somebody else to hear that as well.
Yeah, go low and slow, guys, I'm telling you.
Low and slow.
Yeah.
Dave Meehan, thanks so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Founder of Roots, it's been great having you here. I knew it would be good. And you can find out all Dave's information at the website rootshealthfood.ie. You can visit them in person. I believe you're at the Salt Hill Monkstown Dart Station.
That's correct. Hill Monkstown Dart Station, which is our first baby, and then we've got another one in Greystones Boatyard. Correct.
Boatyard. Great locations.
Yeah, beautiful locations.
Beautiful
coastal
locations.
Seaside, full of people.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah, beautiful. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you. Have a tutti frutti day, guys.
Thanks, Dave. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie. Yeah.